Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 79 points this morning from yesterday's close at 18,673 on turnover of 4.9 billion NT. The market closed at a new high on Tuesday on the back of futures-led buying as investors pushed up the spot market in a bid to profit in the futures market, where February contracts are scheduled to be settled later today. Economics Minister Wang Meihua says no final decision has been made on possible electricity rate hikes. The statement comes as the Ministry of Economic Affairs Electricity Price Review Committee is scheduled to meet next month to decide on rates for the next 6 months. According to Wang, her office is considering adjusting rates even for users of less than 330 kilowatt hours a month, but large electricity users will bear the brunt of the rate increase in order to reduce the impact on the general public. There have been reports claiming electricity rates could increase by more than 10% for some users. Several local governments have issued orders to remove a popular brand of spicy flavored shrimp snacks from store shelves. The move comes after it was confirmed that Yuzhong Foods had used a dye supplied by a Yunlin County-based food manufacturer that contains a carcinogenic dye. The Kaohsiung Department of Health says it has ordered Yuzhong Foods to remove all packages of its Wei Xian spicy shrimp chips from store shelves that use red chili powder supplied by the Yunlin County-based food manufacturer. A batch of chili powder from the company was recently found by the Yunlin Public Health Bureau to contain Sudan 3, an industrial dye that is not allowed to be used in food products. In international news, police in Kansas City have charged two people with murder following a mass shooting at a Super Bowl celebration parade. The violence last week left one person dead and almost two dozen injured. U.S. correspondent Nick Harper reports.
Police say that it was an argument that got out of hand. The two men were arguing with one another before they pulled out their weapons and began shooting at each other. In the ensuing violence, one person died and 22 others were injured as a result of the escalated argument. More than a million fans had gathered in the city to take part in the Super Bowl parade that was celebrating Kansas City Chiefs' win in the Super Bowl over the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has reaffirmed his government's support for the administration of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro during an hours-long visit to the South American country. Lavrov on Tuesday expressed Russia's commitment to strategic cooperation in numerous sectors, including technology, energy, and culture. His meetings with Venezuela's vice president and foreign minister in the capital, Caracas, took place as Venezuela's government and a U.S.-backed faction of the opposition continued to negotiate conditions to level the playing field ahead of this year's presidential election. And UK law enforcement agencies say they have infiltrated and disrupted a prolific ransomware syndicate behind cyber attacks around the world. Britain's National Crime Agency says it led an international operation targeting Lockbit, which provides ransomware as a service to so-called affiliates who infect victim networks with the computer-crippling malware and negotiate ransoms. The group has been linked to thousands of attacks since 2019. Hours before the announcement, the front page of Lockbit's site was replaced with the words, "This site is now under control of law enforcement." The operation aimed to steal all of Lockbit's data and then destroy its infrastructure. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.